flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m., District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Brian and I were in Philadelphia last night. We're back in the DMV today. We have so much to discuss. I think 30,000-foot view, there is so much good news to look at. I think it's okay. I'm not really ready for 30,000-foot view. 24, 48 hours later after an NFC title game, we can start talking big picture. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, though, there's a lot to be upset about. I think the refs were bad. I think the turnovers were worse. But I do think the better team won. Philly's been building that team for a long time. They're loaded. We all said, hey, let's see if Jalen Hurts can beat them. He could.
They did.
Hurts was really good. Saquon was really good. Their defense was really good. I hate the final score, B.
Yeah.
I think the final score is not indicative of what that game looked like. Just to give up 50 burger sucks.
Yeah, I mean.
But it is what it is.
I think you have to look at the game. And I think when you look at this game closely, I did a big three before the game. I say play complimentary football.
They didn't.
I said win the turnover battle.
They didn't.
And I said do your job. And I think when you look at that game, anybody controlling the football, their job is to do your job and hold on to the ball. And you've heard me mention it many a times where I say, don't just look at the opposing team. Look at yourself. And the way to watch Philly attacking the football, they must have seen that they carry the ball very loosely. Because they were punching at every ball. And I understand, you watch people doing it. But they did it so much at different people. And well, the one with McNichols, he just – his guy got blown up, and he ran into it without locking it up.
Dude, I said on that kickoff, I was like, oh, they don't – like, because since Eckler came back from the concussion, he was – I mean, hell, he made second-team All-Pro as a kick returner.
Yeah.
Now, they've been kind of choosing their spots with him as the kick returner, and – they had Luke and McNichols out there to start, and I was like, huh, I kind of thought we'd get Eckler as a kick returner in these games.
In this game, yeah.
And then after the fumble, it was Eckler, but then later Eckler has a fumble.
Yeah, but they were attacking the ball. And I just say it, when in that situation, when you go down and you're coming up, it naturally comes away from your body. And the Eagles did a great job of it. But if you look at that game, it boiled down to turnovers. And I've said it, and I'll say it again. Just because you turn the ball over don't mean you got to give up a touchdown. And they had four turnovers, and they scored four touchdowns off of it. The one where Quinion Mitchell gets the interception in the end zone, great catch on his part, you know, they went all the way down the field and got a touchdown off of that.
Yeah.
Without Saquon in the game. It was the backup who broke off a big run, and then he ended up going into the end zone. So,
I mean,
you just have to protect.
For the first carry of the game, Saquon goes 60.
Yeah.
And the tackling, it was a singular play, but the tackling on that play was awful. You could tell, to me, it seemed like everybody was so amped up that they just ran themselves out of position.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, man, I see a lot of waiting instead of attacking when it comes to the tackling aspect. But those things will get better. But I was at the point last night, you know, very disappointed. But also understand what they had accomplished. And 14 games won this year. And I can say this. If you can't see that this team is on a track to being a better football team, then something is wrong with you. If you think this is a fluke, you're a damn fool. Because you don't fluke 14 wins. You don't fluke a whole season. And on top of it, when you lose a game at the end of the year – to a team who's been probably one of the best teams the whole year.
A Super Bowl favorite all year.
A team, who's loaded. That's not fluky.
Yeah, I don't. I totally agree.
I think you got to a point where mistakes that you were able to overcome against other teams, you're not going to overcome it against this. Just like last night with Buffalo and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Buffalo could probably make those mistakes and the guy that dropped the ball at the end.
Andrews.
No, not Andrew.
Oh, Kincaid.
Kincaid. You can get away with that and probably still beat another team. You're not beating Kansas City like that.
Right.
You know, as I was driving in this morning, I'm listening to Sirius. Andy Reid is a damn magician.
Sure.
Our guy, who used to be here, Samaje Perine, hadn't touched the ball all damn day. All of a sudden, in a crucial moment, Samaje goes out for a pass. Nobody's around him. Because Andy knew.
And he had done the same thing going the other way with the other, maybe Pacheco.
Yeah, but he
like
knew.
Four plays
when
later.
When I line up Samaje, they are going to be thinking he's blocking. And they ran straight up here, Pat hits him, and he doesn't go out of bounds. That little thing right there, the fact that he stayed in bounds is the biggest aspect of that whole play. I mean, we watch guys within inside of 2 minutes running out of bounds. For what? If they now have a timeout or no timeouts, you control the game at that point. Don't run out of bounds helping them out.
I think yesterday, I don't – people are going to say how awful this Super Bowl matchup is. I don't understand Commanders fans that have any any problem. Like, I don't get how there's any difficulty in who you choose to root for in this thing. Like, you got to really hate Taylor Swift or something if you're considering rooting for Philly. This is KC all the way for me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't get mad at their greatness. If they have a three-peat, I think that'd be incredible. But yesterday, it's just a tough pill to swallow because early on in this thing, it seemed like Washington opens the game with a 7-minute, 18-play drive. They had two fourth-down conversions on that thing. Jaden converted a fourth down with his shoe off. His shoe fell off, and he still got the first down. You know what was – I am not – like, the season is over.
Yeah.
The act of second-guessing fourth downs, I loved their philosophical attitude – throughout the year, they were consistent with it. Were you a little surprised on that opening drive when they had already gone for two fourth downs that they then kicked? Because, I mean, they kicked from the 16-yard line. It was fourth and three. It was four plays earlier. They went for it on fourth and two,
yeah,
and then they had gone for it on fourth and five.
I mean, you get to a point where you can't go to the well constantly.
Yeah.
And like we said before, when they do it and they have – and they're successful with it. We always talk about the fact that they hired the guy from the NFL, and he's there to help them out.
Yep.
Well, if he told them don't go for it, then I'm going to go with whatever his analytics are.
Sure.
Because he's been as good throughout the year as he possibly can be, and I'm not knocking it at this point. I know people start to get to the point where, oh, man, hey, man, if they go for it sometimes, they don't go for it sometimes, and I'm going to deal with that.
Yeah, for the people that want to be dismissive because they got their ass kicked by Philly, they had two clean games in their first two playoff games. And I just think they proved that they absolutely belong on that stage. To go to Detroit and beat down Detroit, you know, as poor as they played yesterday, they dropped 45 on Detroit in their building, and that place was electric, and the Lions couldn't keep up. Yesterday, I thought, you know, if Jaden gets going, I don't know that Philly can keep up. Philly proved they can more than keep up. Hurts was really, really good yesterday. There was a lot of question about his health going into that thing. He was fine. And I think where Philly – where this was my concern going in. I said this throughout last week. I thought Philly was better on both lines of scrimmage. And I think they have built that up over time. I think you lose a guy like Fletcher Cox. Washington yesterday did a good job on Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. They doubled the hell out of him.
Yeah.
So who stepped up? The other big guy, Jordan Davis, was really, really tough. I think Philly's not even in a rebuild situation because they've been good for a while now. I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
They have the,
what was that, 17, 18?
You know what they have, Jay? They have exactly what you need to go on these type of runs. They have a dominant offensive line and a dominant defensive line.
Sure.
And I know we like to.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put the spotlight on the
skill
the,
position.
The skill positions. Yep. If you don't have the other people, as I call the engine and the transmission, yeah, it's not going to get where you want to go. And for those people who are always kind of pessimistic and they keep saying something till it finally becomes true, yeah, I mean, they lost the game at the end, but you can't tell me if you truly look at this thing with a non-biased eye that this team is not good, are going to be better, and improve, because they're going to add pieces.
Sure.
And they should step up. But if you keep saying something, like they say, a broken clock is right twice a day. But if you sit there and go, oh, man, they're not this, they're not that, and then finally they lose a game, yeah, you were right for that moment. But you were wrong the rest of the time. So if I go with percentages, those people who are trying to run around with their chest poked out the day, your teams were at home earlier. Shut the hell up.
I think for me what Philly has, what is most important is they have a talent evaluator. What Howie is able to do, he acts aggressively, not scared to kind of buck conventional wisdom. Like signing Saquon, it's like, oh, man, what are you doing? He might be washed. No, he's not. He's fine.
He was washed because he didn't have offensive line in front of him in New York.
They draft really well. They typically build their own guys up, keep their own guys under contract. I think Washington has that in Adam Peters,
yes.
Right? And then I think Washington has a legitimate – star franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And if you have those things, the rest of the things tend to kind of work their way out. I think specifically to this season, if you look at the success they had, man, they stacked wins together over and over and over. I am not willing to be dismissive of the late game success because – I know they practice it. They practice it going back to August. I mean, that was real practice time devoted to end-of-game situations. I think where they found an edge, and not that I think this stems from Josh Harris, but I think Harris talked about this, is pro sports are so competitive, and specifically in the NFL, because you have the salary cap, you got to find the margins. You got to find the small areas that you could be better than the opposition. And I think that's a huge part of why they practice end of game, end of half. You know how damn good this team has been end of half situations mm-hmm. all year? Aggressive, trying to add points on?
Yeah.
I think you saw that again yesterday. I think yesterday they just ran into a buzzsaw, and there was some unfortunate stuff that happened along the way. You always say turnovers are bad, but when turnovers happen almost matters more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the first one, the Diami turnover, was tough. Bond made a hell of a play. Honestly, all three of the turnovers, Jaden had the late pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you're desperate in that situation. It's almost like a Hail Mary situation. Quinyon makes a hell of a play. Credit to him.
Yep.
But the game was over at that point.
Very much.
The first fumble, Diami's trying to get extra yards. Eagles make a hell of a play. And what do? They turn that thing around. They score. There was some, I don't know, hope, thought. It felt a little similar in that Washington gets up 3-0. Saquon just goes, right?
Yeah.
60. One play for 60, which to everybody that called in last week and told us, hey, they were really good against Saquon except for the explosives, stop with that. The explosives are part of his, part of what he does.
Yeah, the explosives are what makes the game get broken open.
Right, dude. Like, I think, so then you're at 7-3 and Washington fumbles. And Philly, if you remember, the next drive wasn't at, certainly it wasn't like, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, all right, last week, Washington was down 7-3, and the Lions were driving. And the Lions got maybe not into the red zone, but I think they did, actually. I think when Dorrance Armstrong got that strip sack of Jared Goff, I think they were inside the red zone. I want to say it was like the 13-ish yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And that strip sack fumble recovery for Washington completely turned things around. Looked like it was about to be 14-3 Detroit, and that building was buzzing, and they were running the ball like hell.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's defense was able to generate a turnover and stem that, right, and slow that down, but they couldn't do it yesterday.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it's 14-3. Washington in the first half of this game, B, had two plays, double-digit play drives.
Mm-hmm.
They had an 18-play drive and a 10-play drive. I mean, they ate up more than 11 minutes of time of possession with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it ends in 3 instead of 7, you're not going to keep up.
No, you're not.
Especially against the way Philly was playing yesterday.
And
I feel like even in that moment, and that was before all the turnovers and all the penalties, you could feel 3's not going to get it done today.
That's also where that time of possession thing sometimes don't work.
Right.
Where if you hold on to the ball 10 minutes and then you get 3 points, and then they have it for 22 seconds and they get 7 points, and then later on you hold it for 8 minutes and you get 3 points, and they have it for 2 minutes and they get 7 points. Time of possession, I think that we put too much emphasis on time of possession. You got to start looking at, because time of possession and yardage, this is what I say about yardage. If I get a turnover on your 15 or your 20 and I score, you have more yards than me if you go all the way down the field and get 3 and I get 7. But there are teams that they only get the yards that they need to get. And they got the ball in Washington's field of play a lot. And when you do that, basically you're giving points up. When people get the ball in the 20, the 30, the things like that inside your territory, they're leaving with points.
At one point, I tweeted this out in the first half, B. Time of possession can't be your savior when the other team's running back is averaging 32 yards per carry and has 2 touchdowns on 2 carries.
Yeah.
I mean, Saquon just was so good so early. But, dude, you play two clean sheets in Tampa and then in Detroit. You're plus 6 coming into that game. And then you go minus 4 in the turnover battle.
That shows you there.
Is that going
to always be you going to be on that side? And you've already had situations where early in the season you had turnovers and you won games. That doesn't happen all the time. So protecting the football, a lot of people say whatever they want. I think protecting the football is the most important thing of sports.
I mean, this series where Philly scores, Philly scores, 12 plays, 61-yard drive. That's when I believe they tush-pushed in for the touchdown. They had the ball at the one. I think that's right. Did Hurts get one on the ground?
What, touchdown?
Yeah, he had three on the ground.
Yeah, three.
So that's when – all right. So there's a minute 44 left in the second quarter, and they score. And then they kick off, and he fumbles on the kickoff, and then they score again. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the scoring, like that, the drought there just got so dramatic. It went from 20 to 12 to 27 to 12, and then they're able to get the field goal before halftime, but all of a sudden it's a two-score game, mm-hmm. and it just is getting away from you, man. The penalties were bad. Each fumble that happened came at a worse time than the one before it.
Yeah.
The Eckler fumble, I mean, they were clawing their way back into it, and you could feel every Philly fan in that stadium getting butt tight.
Yeah.
Because they feared Jaden every time he was on the field. Yeah. They're like, yo, this kid can make something happen every time he's on the field. And that Eckler fumble was just brutal. Brutal. I know there's – we'll get into if there's some debate about who got that ball. The bottom of pileups are the bottom of pileups, man.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.